Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The results of China's once-a-decade census are in, and they show that the population grew by just under 5.4%. It's the smallest percentage jump in the last four decades. In this story that first aired on Morning Edition, NPR's Emily Feng tells us why it matters.
For weeks leading up to today's much-delayed announcement, there was widespread speculation the total population might drop for the first time in about 60 years. The Financial Times put out a report in April claiming just that, prompting China's Statistics Bureau to issue a curt statement saying China's population had risen and it would release the data later. So today, there was a lot of anticipation about this normally routine survey. Here's Ning Zizhe, who leads China's Statistics Bureau. He says the total population of mainland China is 1.41 billion people, only 72 million more than the decade before. That's the slowest growth since China implemented its one-child policy. Restrictions, now repealed, that limited every family to having just one child starting in the late 1970s. The one-child policy is now the two-child policy, as in most families can have up to two children. But few families are. That's because childcare costs are rising, and changing social mores are lowering early marriage rates, boosting divorce, and pushing back when people want children. Fewer people, especially of working age, is a problem for economic growth. China's 60 and above population was the fastest growing demographic group in the last decade. Here's Ning again. The level of aging within our societies continues to deepen, Ning says, which means China continues to face the pressure of having to maintain population sustainability. And more aging means less money going into the state pension to support more elderly people and fewer workers to power China's labor-dependent economy. Emily Feng, NPR News, Yan'an, China.